Hi everyone, this is Dr. Steve coming to you this week for our weekly wisdom tips. This is an extension of the weekly wisdom tips that you've read in my blog or on my newsletter. And as always, it's a great pleasure to be here with you to share some insight, some wisdom, some experience about the topic of the week. And this week, the topic is do it now. This is really an appeal to you to take action on whatever it is that you're hoping to accomplish, whatever your dreams are, whatever your life's desires are, whatever it is that you see as a potential vision for yourself as you move forward into your future. And as I go through my life, particularly as a coach, I have the opportunity to speak with many, many people about what it is that prevents them from taking action, from producing the results they want to produce in their lives. And I've seen certain commonalities among these people and the excuses that they use to not take action. And of course, my home study course, which will be out fairly soon on the topic of procrastination annihilation, will speak to this topic in great detail. For now, I'd like to talk about the mindset that prevents useful action, which is the mindset of excuses, the mindset that I don't have what I need in order to move forward. Just in the last week, I've had conversations with a few people, one of whom told me that she'd love to be able to succeed in her business, but that she has a 55-hour-per-week job and wondered how it was possible for her to succeed while working a 55-hour work week and taking care of a sick husband and a few kids. And the answer to that question is, you can't. It can't be done. We only have so many hours in the day and so much motivation to achieve what we want to accomplish in life. And if you're working a 55-hour work week and taking care of your sick husband and your kids, that doesn't leave you a lot of you time. But the real question is, why are you working a 55-hour work week? Who told you you need to be working 55 hours? And, you know, I get a lot of pushback initially from people when I suggest the possibility that there are other ways to live, when I suggest the idea that this is a choice. Is a choice that you've made, and somewhere in your history, you bought into the idea that making ends meet required this incredible expenditure of time. And you've been trading time for money, and not very much money at that, so you've had to use a lot of your time to make just a little bit of money. And maybe you don't have a lot of skills, maybe there aren't a lot of things that you can do, but you can do something other than what you're doing now. This is not the only choice available to you. You need to really start looking at your life and the choices you've made and realize that they are choices. That if you're slaving away most of your waking hours and wondering when your ship's coming in, guess what? It's not coming in. You've got to make a port for that ship to come in. And making a port means creating time, creating space, creating opportunity. And that's a risk. It's a risky proposition to choose to leave something behind when you don't know what will replace it. But I'm of the firm opinion, based on my experience and the experience of others that I know and others that I've coached, that there's a kind of magic in the universe, that the universe is extremely cooperative to people who take decisive action, people who take risks. And that risk takers, as long as the risk is not ridiculous or obscene, that opportunity is available and that the risk taker is rewarded with much of that opportunity. Look at your life. Look at the things you're doing. Look at the way you're spending your time, and particularly look at what you're saying to yourself that makes you believe that you have to slave away, that you have to put up with whatever it is that you are putting up with, and that there's simply no other choice, that you are, in fact, a victim of your circumstances. You might have heard the expression, there are no victims, only volunteers. I believe that firmly. If you feel victimized by a bad relationship or victimized by a grueling job or any other kind of circumstances, these are your choices. You've volunteered for that life. And as hard as it might be to hear, and as cold or callous as I might sound saying it, I'd be colder and more callous not to say it. You need to recognize that risk is a necessary part of your growth. You need to be able to spend time that you don't see as being available. Find those little holes in your day. Carve out the time to study and to learn and to grow, to listen to good materials, to study personal growth, to be mentored by people who have the mindset of success. Be coached by individuals who are willing to give you some of their time and their wisdom, and listen carefully and take notes, and open yourself to new possibilities, and humble yourself. Don't be so quick to defend your position of being in a no-win situation. Many people that I meet, when you try to talk to them about their horrific circumstances, and you say, well, leave, let it go, be done with it, find a different approach, they become adamant and angry, and they say, you don't understand, I need this job. Well, you know what, if you need this job, then stop trying to find a better lifestyle, because you're lying to yourself. Only when you decide that you don't really need that job, you need something, you need to take some kind of action, you need some kind of income, of course, but if you really truly believe and are willing to fight for the position that you need that job, you need that 55, 60, 65 hour workday just to make ends meet, well, you've turned yourself into a slave. You've turned yourself into a victim. And victims don't prosper. So my recommendation for you is to look in a very dispassionate way at your current circumstances and start reading books about people who have changed their lives. Read my book, read On Hypnosis. You'll learn a little bit about my path and how I left something behind that was no longer serving me with no clear idea of what came next. And you'll read about how, in having done that, I opened myself to all sorts of remarkable and magical opportunities that I never could have possibly anticipated. And that's what'll happen to you when you decide, enough. Enough. I'm done. I'm done being a victim. I'm done being a cog in the wheel. I've got ambition. I've got passion. I've got vision. I've got things I want to accomplish in my life. And I know that what I'm doing now is standing in the way of making that happen. And nothing is going to change that until I have the courage to let it go. So stop arguing for your limitations. Again, if you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. And so you get to be right and poor. You get to be right and miserable. You get to be right doing the same thing over and over again until the day you die. People who have created inspired lives have taken risks. They've stepped out. They've jumped into the void without knowing what came next. And they were rewarded for that, as will you be. Does it feel risky? Absolutely. Is it scary? Definitely. Will your ego try to convince you that it's the wrong thing to do? Without a doubt. And still you stand firm. And still you take a chance. And still you try again. Because living out there in that somewhat uncertain place and being in motion and being creative beats being stuck in something that's dead-end and boring and life-demeaning. I'll take the risk anytime. I'll take the uncertainty anytime. And even if I end up poor for a period, I'll still be a happier poor person than I would have been had I been slaving away, trying to make ends meet, doing something that drained the life from me. And we've been talking a lot about the circumstance of being in a dead-end job or working too many hours, but this also applies to many other areas of your life. Have you dedicated every waking minute to your kids, driving them to every single soccer practice and piano recital? Are you cleaning up after them? Are you making their lunch every morning? It's a choice. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad choice, but it is a choice. And if you find that what you're doing is draining the life from you, and you feel that it's your obligation to do that, well, again, that's still a choice. Consider the possibility of making a different choice. Teach them some responsibility. Find other people who can chip in on the driving. Get creative. Give to yourself with as much concern as you give to them. Make your life about growth, and look for those opportunities for new things, new learning, new challenges. And you may not know how that's going to happen right up front, but you start by deciding that now is the time. Now is the time that you're going to make those changes. Not later, when finally all the obligations and responsibilities disappear, because guess what? They're not going away. Now, you choose, you decide, how are you going to fill your time? You take out that date planning book and you look for holes in your schedule and you plug in things to do that move you in the right direction. Find the time. Make the time. can't find time, really. You can only make time. And you inspire yourself, and you have courage, and you move forward, and your life begins to show a whole different kind of magic. It has texture, and it has creativity, and it has challenge, and it has fear, and it has excitement, and it has hope. But it's yours. And I want to encourage you to make your life yours. Don't let the concerns of others, the frustrations of others, turn into your frustrations. I spoke with a woman yesterday who was really scared about taking on the challenge of her new business because her husband was skeptical and doubtful and kind of gave her that sense of pressure that you better figure out how you're going to make money at this thing or else. Well, or else what? What's going to happen? What's the worst case scenario? What is he going to do? What is she stuck with? Is it possible that it's an empty threat? And my goodness, if it's not an empty threat, is that really where you want to be? Or would you rather be in a place where you're feeling supported? So now you see, I'm not suggesting that you leave your relationship. What I'm suggesting is that you observe your relationship through the lens of whether it's possible to create support. Can you bring yourself to the discussion of the business in such a way that you can engender support from your husband? Can he see it in a more positive light because you see it in a more positive light? Can you encourage him to continue to support you around this? Can you allay his fears and doubts because you come at it with confidence and happiness? In other words, what's possible? What role do you play in this, and what can you do to keep the situation moving in a positive direction for you with lots of support from the other side? So it's just another example of how we create our own reality, and whether what we're lacking is time or money or support from others, we still have choice, and there are an enormous number of choices we can make. So I want to leave you with the idea that there's a new way of thinking that perhaps hasn't really been your primary way of thinking, that involves understanding everything as a choice and recognizing and knowing that until you choose what supports your decisions and your desires, you're not going to get where you want to go. And I don't care how justifiable your argument is, it doesn't matter. All that matters is whether you're taking action that's going to get you going in the right direction or not. And beyond that, the only time that matters is now. You've got to do it now. You've got to take action now. You've got to observe what's stopping you and deal with it now. Again, if you end up taking part in our home study course on the topic of procrastination, we're going to teach you to a great extent exactly how to deal with these issues. You're going to know how to look at each and every one of your hesitations, your hesitancy, the places that you get stopped and stuck, and you'll have a remedy for each of those so you continue to move forward and take action and get the results you want. Another opportunity available to you if you're already a member of our Mindful Selling and Leadership program, of course, are the Hypnosis for Change audios. Every week we have a Hypnosis for Change audio that allows you to hypnotize yourself into a new attitude, a new set of beliefs that empower you and move you forward. If you're not a member, we encourage you to do so. Just go to my website and you'll find a red button on the right side. Gives you the opportunity to get more information and then enroll in the Mindful Selling and Leadership program. Very inexpensive, by the way, only $10 a month at this point. If you join us, you'll have access to some real life-changing materials, and I encourage you to do that. So let me just leave you with the thought that you have the choice to take action. The only time to take action is now. And then in taking action, you may feel fear, you may be afraid, it may be a risk, but what's the bigger risk? The risk of failure and then moving on, or the risk of staying where you are and gradually becoming more and more dead without laying down? I hope that this has inspired you, challenged you, and sent you in a direction that might end up where you want your life to go. As always, it's a great pleasure to be here with you. Please make sure to tune in to each week's weekly wisdom lesson and continue to share these with your friends and loved ones, in the hopes that they too can gain some benefit and be inspired and see their lives in a bigger way. I know that you have greatness inside of you, and that with the choices that you make to empower yourself, to open to your greatness, not only will you contribute to your own life, but you'll contribute to the lives of those around you. You'll inspire them. You'll make their lives better. Don't think of this as selfish, because it's a pebble in the pond and the ripples go outward. And your life being better is better for everybody. So take action, move forward, enjoy yourself. Stay in touch. Let me know how this has impacted you. Share on Facebook and Twitter or comments on my blog. Get the word out. Be that pebble in the pond that makes a difference in the world. I want to thank you for your time, for your attention, for being part of our community, and for your continued commitment to yourself. This is Dr. Steve Taubman saying, have a great week, and God bless.